Happy holidays. You've reached William Jeffries. How can I help you today?
Talbot, it's Mick.
Hey, Mick, what's up?
Oh, just returning Jeff's call.
All right. Let me transfer you up.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Let's see. Transfer.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How
good.
About you?
Point of information. I'm good. Point of information, if you go back and look, your December payment reminders, did you mean to only send them to me, or did you mean to send them to me and Stacy?
Oh, when I
good
sent
question.
Them to you?
Yeah.
I didn't purposely,
yes.
That was probably a misunderstanding of what you had shared. I think you were being more, in hindsight, I think you were more specific about the let's not use the letters ACH that you could talk
right.
to me about. So, yeah, it was just a mental.
Yeah, because last night I said to her, I need you to write me a check so I can send it over to Mick tomorrow. And she said, well, is it stopping any orders? I said, no, but, it's one of those things he's reached out a couple of times in December. And she said, I hadn't gotten anything. So then we had this giant, you don't check your email. And then I had to go get my computer. And she was unfortunately correct that the last time she got anything from you. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know how that feels.
I owe you a drink. I'm sorry.
November 27th was the last time you had emailed her anything. So going forward, if you don't mind, include her in
yep.
the we need a little bit of love emails because it will make it a lot easier than her having to get up at 8 o'clock on a Friday morning to go up and write me a check so that I can bring it to work and send it. So it's really more the convenience factor than anything. So
yep.
thank
nope.
you for being understanding. And thank you to RDI for putting up with our bullshit. And I okay. sent you the what she is paying stub so that they could see and hopefully everybody puts the same money in the same places. So that's why I sent you the whole check with the top half as well.
I copied it. I pasted it. I sent it. So from there,
yep.
We're down to like such a minimal amount at this point. Like January you'll be completely taken care of.
Right.
And yeah, no. Sincerely, that was. That
no,
was
no. There's no apologies or no. Yeah, no, none of that. It's no one's upset or angry, but just note to self, I hated telling my wife she was right. So
I'll make
that
sure
was the worst part of it all.
Again. I'll make sure that never
yeah.
happens again.
Yeah, you are definitely going to buy me a good drink for having to look at her and go, you were right. He just said it to me. You were right. Because I give her shit all the time about not doing her email. Like, I'll send her stuff and I'll say, did you look at da-da-da? And she'll say, I didn't get that. I'm like, you're just like Trump. Denial first before you even go looking for it. I didn't get that. Mm-hmm. So the one time I call her out on it, she's right. So fine. Just fine. Okay.
No. Did you happen to, speaking of Trump, I know you're only using that for that little thing, but it's the funniest thing. It tickled me to no end, and I've talked about it like 100 times today. Did you happen to catch the little clip from Saturday Night Live last week about
Cold open?
I don't know if it was – I don't watch a lot of Saturday Night Live. No, this was definitely part of the news update. And it was how the – I think it was how Home Alone 2 didn't age well. And it's Macaulay Culkin walking through Trump Plaza where he literally was in the movie for a couple seconds. But instead of
mm-hmm.
that, I think he probably asked, like, where the bathroom was or something. Instead, they dubbed in, hey, could you tell me where Jeffrey Epstein is? And he goes, yeah, just down the hall and to the left. And, like, it, something about that just tickled me to no end.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, it's all been. I've enjoyed very much watching this slow collapse of Republicans finally figuring out that maybe giving him as much power as they have hasn't been to their best interest. They're maybe starting to figure that out now. And it's like, really, the entire world has been saying to you, you're shitting bricks and your pants are on fire. Now you've decided to figure this out. So
it's
hopefully.
Hard to swim upstream when, you know, your job is, you know, kind of.
We've gotten so polarized. Yeah, we've gotten so polarized that it's not even okay anymore to have a conversation that says, there are a lot of Republican things that I completely agree with. You're not allowed to say that anymore. Like it's turned into such a divisive world. Like, politics have become so tribal.
Yeah. Well,
it's really too bad.
And I actually saw, weirdly, it was a collection of, gosh, I just saw this the other day, and boy, he was 100% right. And he basically blames social media, but most specifically, like things like TikTok. And he walked it through, and this was actually, believe it or not, this was actually a comedian that was in a roundtable discussion, and both sides were represented. But what he said was, you know, back in the day when social media started, you could, you know, it was almost like an open blog where people could interpret or blah, 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 blah. You know, they could feed in and they could share. He said, now the algorithms automatically, you click one thing and it starts to sway you, and that's the herd that you come in, and now you become so intolerant of it. You get so addicted to the I agree with you, I agree with you, I agree with you, that you can no longer handle the I disagree with you debate.
Right.
And as a
that
herd,
makes a lot of sense.
It really does. And I used to tell my ex-wife, sorry, she was, I would consider her an extreme left, but with only TikTok knowledge. And I'd be like, you shouldn't be anything. You know, the algorithm is teaching you this. You know, just the same thing if I went to my brother and say, you're an extreme right. You shouldn't be an extreme anything. Like, that's the fault of you clicking the right thing for your little endorphins, you know, and that's all it is.
Well, people don't understand that the purpose of all of this social media, it goes back to the very, very, the first time somebody said it to me, and I think about it all the time, is when it's free, you're the commodity they're selling. So people don't understand that, you know, Facebook is selling engagement to the advertisers. So the longer they keep you engaged, the more money they're going to make. So their process, their game is to do whatever they can do to keep you involved. And they've studies have shown that the things that keep you more involved are things that make you angry, not things that make you happy.
Thank you. That was the other part of his explanation was because of the way the algorithms go, if you say something that's fairly benign, well, nobody likes that. Nobody shares that. So it kind of doesn't disperse. So from a political standpoint, you need to become more – you need to say things that are shocking to people, things that really positive or negative, as long as you hit a like or a dislike button – you're in the system now. And that
you lob over the fence, Hitler was right.
Yep.
You'd be amazed how many people would both like and dislike and engage in that comment just because it was so polarizing. Or, you know, Charlie Kirk needed to die. Again, same thing. You're going to get wowed with the amount of both directions. You're right and you're wrong.
Yep. But the machine wins either way. It's kind of like the old there's a great analogy is what was Elvis's manager's name? Colonel something.
Tom Parker. Tom Parker.
And he would make buttons that said, I love Elvis and I hate Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he knew that the product, either product was going to sell to somebody.
My dad used to have in his office, out of the New Yorker magazine, a cartoon that had the New York Harbor with all the big boats in it. And it said, wow, who do those belong to? And the guy answers, all of the stockbrokers. Because either way, buy, sell, lose, gain, the stockbrokers win.
Yeah,
either
100%.
Way. Yep. So it's the same idea. Same game. We've been doing it for so long, you'd think that we could figure it out at this point in, you know, our human evolutionary scale. Like, couldn't they set up some sort of social media needs to be held to at least the same standards as a newspaper. You can't write shit that's not true. You know, that should not be an arguable discussion. That should be a given, but clearly it's not.
You're right.
So, yeah.
Anyway,
so,
sir.
We have not solved any of the world's problems today.
Nope. But
we did make Lenny and team happy, so all good in the world.
All right, my friend.
Let Michael know that you snapped your fingers and we made it happen because it's Nick that makes it happen.
There you go. Yeah, he'll believe that.
So. Yep, absolutely. I'll tell him if you need me to.
All right. When Megan needs those earrings, just let me know. And
I think she's expecting them, like you shipping earrings Monday for Tuesday.
I can absolutely do that.
Yeah, if you would, just get us back into the earring business, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Because I think we have some earrings, Megan, we don't have studs-wise. Do we have for the weekend?
Oh, yes. We just don't have
the sizes. The largers.
Right.
Well, do you want Nick to send them today for tomorrow? You would. Okay. Can you send those today for tomorrow, if you don't mind?
No, not at all. And if you need anything else throughout the day, just let me know. We're doing free
stuff. Can throw it in the box at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. I need – what have you got, like, in larger size tennis bracelets, natural, not lab?
How big's large?
You know, 10, 12 carat total weight.
Okay. White gold?
Would you have it in yellow? That's an interesting. Danny Cameron, giant tennis bracelet, white gold, yellow gold.
So I have a Rare and Forever 10 carat in white gold for $16,000. I have a 10 carat, what we consider our best, which I always say generically, they're kind of an SI mid-range.
Yeah, I'm not worried. We can speak shorthand at this point in our relationship.
Yeah, $15,300.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I have what we call our good, which is really I1, I2. That's for $7,330. And if we go to like a 9 carat, everything is out. Hold on 1 second. The next closest I have would be in size would be an 804. That's just what we consider our best. And that would be
the R&F, is that in white?
It is.
Okay. And then the 7 carat cheapy chugger, is that white or yellow?
$7,000. $7,000. That was white. Everything was white. In fact, let me do both of us a quick favor. Just hang out for a second. We only have one. Don't even worry about the yellow. I have 1 5 carat.
Okay.
Unless 5 carat is big enough.
I think I would like to show the R&F.
Okay.
If possible, if I can do that.
Yeah.
And do I have any chance of getting the 7,000 one as well, or do you only want to send one at this point in the season?
No, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, if you could send me both the 7 and the RNF, because the difference between the RNF and the other one isn't enough to make it worth not having, because you were at 15 and change for generic.
Correct.
And 16 and change for RNF, right?
Yeah. And you can actually, if you sell the rare forever, I'd have to talk to Christy, but I think that's like damn near like $1,000 gift.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that shit. Yeah, I don't care about that shit. But I'm more excited about actually selling it than I am getting paid for all that crap.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do all that. Isaac's first day as a full-time William Jeffries employee is today.
Oh, no kidding. All right.
Very interesting. We have applied. Are you an AGS supplier?
No longer. Nothing that I can think of.
You did not join AGS as a vendor?
I think we used to be, but I haven't seen an AGS stone in forever.
Yeah, well, they closed their lab in 2022. They stopped. They closed the AGS lab.
Oh, I wasn't
as part
aware
of their,
that. Son of a gun. Okay.
As part of their agreement with GIA in their, you know, the further development in 2022, they closed their lab. Yeah, yesterday I started the process. I think for Isaac and the rest of the team, joining AGS will give us some educational opportunities that are in addition to the ones we already have. And at this point in our, you know, business life, it seems like it couldn't hurt. I mean, $1,700 a year to be a part of it.
Per person or as a
company? No, for the store.
Oh,
yeah, as
no,
a company.
I think that's a great one. Yeah.
So I think it makes sense.
You know who to reach out to if you want any information? At least I believe he's pretty into it, is Mr. Sanders.
Arthur's.
Oh, I didn't know Jim is. Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
Jim has been talking to me a lot about it. He's a big part of it. I have not talked to Larry about it, but I certainly would. You know, I'm just trying to find all the things that I can that will – you know, if I look back 35 years and think what would I have done differently when I started, I think I would have moved much faster into educating myself as with other retail jewelry stores. Like, I would not have spent as much time, you know, not concentrating on business related to this specific industry.
Sure.
I think that...
You were kind of an island
unto yourself
at that time.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Chamber of Commerce things and all kinds of state associations that are social. And, you know, I probably would have been better off doing things like this and joining AGS earlier and, you know, learning from other jewelers. Like, I you know, just a variation on that theme. So we'll see how all that goes.
Yeah, I mean, We could spend that much in Starbucks in a year. So, I mean, to try to give your staff a higher level of education, I always advocate for that.
Yeah, well worth it. All right, pal. I'll
All
talk
right.
soon.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye.